and bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Much to talk about tonight here. Mark, you've got a zero-tolerance story that is just, well, pretty nutty. But there's also some big news about what happened at the Pentagon. I guess it was yesterday? I'm not sure exactly when it went down. We'll give you the details. But another
apparently you don't have the details.
Another violent... Oh, I've got them here, just not in front of me.
I see.
Another violent individual... enacting vengeance upon the agents of the state. And so we'll get to that. But first, an email from Dave following up on a discussion we had recently about the red lights, the red light cameras that they have, wherein the government people, essentially, when they get these red light cameras that automatically take pictures of people that are allegedly running through red lights or turning right on a red or something like that, they send these automated tickets out to people, and of course most people just willingly pay them. But we're talking about how apparently when they put these red light cameras in, the city government people have an incentive to lower the yellow light times. And Mark, as you pointed out, there are actually have been several studies, from my understanding, that have shown beyond a shadow of a doubt that shortening those yellow light times is putting people in jeopardy. It's throwing people off. It's making it so they'll slam on the brakes when they see the yellows, and that means that they're more likely that accidents are going to happen.
Not just more likely, but it's happening. The statistics show that there are more accidents at lights that they have put red light cameras on.
So
they go up.
Dave has an email to add in here. He says, when they installed the first red light cameras in the Tampa Bay area, it was located at the intersection of U.S. 19 and Ridge Road, which is a pretty major intersection because there's a Super Walmart there and other stores as well, not to mention Ridge Road is a mail road that goes east to west. I lived just south of that intersection and wound up finding side streets to travel on, so I'd avoid the intersection, just thus eliminating any chance of a ticket. It wasn't until I went down this new route a few times that I realized more traffic may be diverted to residential side streets in order to avoid the cameras, therefore increasing perhaps the chance of running down a kid playing in the street. I've since moved and don't have to deal with that particular light. But there are a bunch that were just activated in Tampa, and now I find myself finding alternative routes to get around those intersections. But I won't take residential streets because I'll be damned if I'll run over some kid while I'm trying to avoid a red light camera. I wonder if anyone will do a study to find out if there are more accidents that are occurring in the surrounding areas of these intersections that have red light cameras.
That sounds even harder to prove, but I would imagine it's true. How could it not be?
What he's saying makes sense. Whether it's difficult to prove or not is another issue, but what he's saying does make sense. I mean, if you're passing through a red light, you get hit with one of those tickets. You don't want to get hit with one of those tickets again, but at the same time, you want to get to where you want to go, and if it turns out that some side street that juts off right before the red light is going to get you to the other street you're trying to get to, then you're going to start taking that street just because it's more convenient, and there's zero chance at that point of hitting a red light camera.
Yeah, a lot of these red light cameras are either set or they're faulty in the manner that they'll give you a ticket for sort of not coming to a full, complete stop for turning right, and nobody does that, including the cops. So it's absolutely ludicrous, and it's really just a fundraising mechanism for the government.
So I just thought that was kind of an interesting addition to the dangers that could be posed to people as a result of having these red light cameras. Certainly one we didn't think of.
Yeah.
So thanks, Dave, for that. The email there, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The big news within the last day or so is out of Washington, D.C., the Pentagon. Shooting near the Pentagon Metro Station, John Patrick Bedell, this is from the Washington Post, whose doomed cross-country odyssey ended in a brief gun battle outside the Pentagon Thursday night, was a well-educated but troubled student of science, economy, and society who had, quote, gone off the deep end and believed that the United States was controlled by a sinister organization leading it to a new dark age, according to friends and internet posts attributed to him. But we never heard from anybody like that, have we, Mark?
Never.
Oh, actually, no. They call on a regular basis to this program. It's people that believe, in fact, we were just talking with one of them this week, people that believe that there's a shadow government and that
as if the regular government isn't bad enough.
See,
what in fact this idea is that they're holding on to the vestige of the idea that the regular government and the people that work in it are good and doing good things. And I'm not saying that some of the people that are working in the government are bad. I'm just saying that
they're doing bad things.
Right. Well, you know, certainly the government does bad things. And they're holding on to this idea that the government's good and it must be controlled by an evil, bad government behind it.
Yeah, as opposed to just accepting that government is evil.
Right, it's just a gang of people. Admittedly, sort of normal people. It doesn't have the kind of Crip blood gang effect to it. It's a gang of people that use violence to get what they want. They fly flags out front, and they make you pledge. They make your kids pledge to them and all that stuff. I understand.
Like the Crips and the Bloods, they do have gang symbols, you know, badges and uniforms and things like that. But the way to deal with evil. And the things the government does are evil. I don't think the people in the government are evil. I think most of the people in the government, you know, there may be a handful of evil people. I don't know. But I think most of them, the supermajority of them, believe they're doing what's right. They believe they're doing what they need to do to have a good, well-functioning society, et cetera, et cetera. They have all their justifications. It's just my job. I'm doing my job. All of that. I believe they are doing what they believe is right because they've never really come across any better ideas. They've never really been presented in an understandable fashion with a legitimate alternative. The alternatives that are normally presented to them are either from the Democrats or the Republicans, one side or the other.
Or from the criminals. I mean, you know, most people in the government believe that they're standing in the way of chaos and disorder, violence and crime.
And if you look at what happened here at the Pentagon, this is justification for them. I mean, the guy coming up and shooting, just blasting away at some of the security guards, and that's not how you're going to get to more freedom.
It doesn't mean that their justification is correct, but that's the justification they're going to jump to. There are bad people in the world, you know, or guys that are pushed over the edge, like this fella. He was pushed over the edge, and not to say he couldn't have been pushed over the edge by something else, but he was pushed over the edge in this case by the existence of a violent gang.
Bedell, who's 36, was shot and killed by Pentagon security guards, had recently been living with his parents in California. One friend of the family said, but had dropped out of contact after saying he was taking off on a car trip. His parents recently filed a missing persons report with authorities. His parents warned them that their son was upset and might have a gun. In recent weeks, he seemed to have wandered back and forth across the country. He was stopped for speeding in Amarillo, Texas, on January 3rd.
Amarillo.
And on February 1st for marijuana intoxication in Reno, where he was impaired. So impaired, he almost fell over. Really? On marijuana intoxication? Really?
You sound right.
Has anybody ever known somebody who was so high on cannabis that they have almost fallen over? Now, if you're mixing cannabis with alcohol, then yeah. Well, I could see that being the case. Like, you know, if you have enough to drink and smoke some cannabis, okay. Yeah, you could very well fall over at that point, but that's more the alcohol's doing, I think, than the cannabis. Anyway, we continue. So he was stopped in Reno for that, according to the Reno Gazette Journal, had chronic mental health problems, according to investigators, and had been treated as an inpatient at mental health institutions 4 times. We are devastated, said his family in a statement. To the outside world, this tragedy is the first and only thing they'll know of Patrick. To us, he was our beloved son, grandson, brother, nephew, and cousin. We may never know why he made this terrible decision. One thing is clear enough. His actions were caused by an illness and not a defective character. What's that mean?
Mental health illness? I don't know what that means. I mean, I don't know what they're... You know, what distinction they're making there, it seems to me that mental health illness is a defect in your character. I don't know.
It's not clear when Bedell, thin, soft-spoken man with blonde hair and light eyes, began his journey to Washington. He drove a green Toyota Avalon, which police found in the parking garage of a nearby center. A cache of ammunition was also found in the car. He left behind numerous written video and audio manifestos on the Internet. Is this a manifesto, Mark, every night here on Free Talk Live? Are we manifesting?
Only if we go out and kill somebody is it a manifesto.
Ah, okay. Well, then we won't have a problem with that.
Right, and if the authorities come to your house, suddenly it's a compound.
In an audio address, he suggested the U.S. was infiltrated by a cabal of gangsters called the Coup Regime after the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy. He believed the group was probably behind such things as the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks and the Iraq War, and continued to manipulate the country up to the present day. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. We'll tell you more about this guy, and we'll talk about the issue here in a moment. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And again, that's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got a bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, everything from serious issues to silly nonsense over at BBS. bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is quickly approaching 10,000 participants. I looked earlier today. It was at 21 away from 10,000. And you can go and become one of the first 10,000 if you like the idea of moving together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. That's the concept of the Free State Project. The idea is to get together with 20,000 other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, move to the same place. New Hampshire was the chosen state several years back. Mark and myself moved here 3 years ago, over 3 years ago, and it's been an absolute blast so far. Really, these are some of the best liberty-minded activists in the entire country, if not the entire world, and they're converging to the same place. We're looking to hit 20,000. The numbers are about to hit 10,000. And so if you want to be in the first 10,000, head over to freestateproject.org, get signed up. Of course, the Liberty Forum is just less than 2 weeks away. It kicks off on Thursday the 18th, going through the 21st. That's a Sunday. And we're going to be there broadcasting live. I was just testing out all the remote equipment today, so we are good to go. Looking forward to seeing a lot of our listeners out there. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. People like Andrew Napolitano from Fox News, you might know him as the judge. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers there, and there are probably a couple dozen other different liberty-minded people. They'll be speaking in panel discussions and all kinds of fun stuff. I think they're going to have one of those rant sessions where people are just allowed to get up and just go off on whatever it is they want to for 6 minutes or something like that.
Those are fun.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go to it last year, unfortunately, but I think freekeen.com will be sponsoring it this year. So, and I believe it's also on Sunday morning, so I will be able to attend. So I'm looking forward to that. Mark, you're going to be there the entire time. I have to go to the Talkers New Media Seminar in New York City right smack dab in the middle of the weekend. So I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous that you get to attend the entire Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL to save 10% at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Back to the story about the Pentagon gunman. Just weeks after the attack on the IRS building in Austin, Texas, you've got another guy showing up at the Pentagon, armed up with some 9mm, apparently, and just started blasting at security guards. And according to the story, they've looked into him online, and they found that he's got some internet postings and manifestos wherein he takes, they haven't used the term yet in this story, but I've seen it all over the place, of course, anti-government viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
In recent years, in conversations with friends and internet postings which appear to be his, Bedell spoke often and at length about social issues and what he saw as attacks on personal liberty. He was especially irked by criminal penalties for marijuana use, said Red Monaco, who's known Bedell since he was a child. Bedell had not expressed hostility toward the military, said Monaco. He and his wife were with Bedell's parents as they learned their son's cross-country trip had ended at the Pentagon, where, armed with two handguns, he shot and wounded two officers from the Pentagon Force Protection Agency. Bedell was then shot in the head and upper left arm and died later at the George Washington University Hospital. Police and the FBI said that he had a full beard and was wearing slacks, white shirt, and blazer, was in contrast to his appearance on the internet, in one in which he is extolling his invention of a stock market-like information exchange. He's clean-shaven, wearing an open-neck shirt and speaking in a quiet voice. Bedell, who's known to his friends as Patrick, had gone off the deep end right before he left, his parents told us, according to Monaco. He was intelligent and highly animated over personal politics of what he thought about of what he thought he should and should not be able to do in his own life. That's what he would talk about, said Monaco. During the last few years of his life, he had troubles with drugs, especially marijuana. Marijuana, apparently, is this evil, evil drug that people have problems with.
Yeah, it makes people shoot Pentagon workers.
He had studied electrical engineering and was very smart about and interested in computing. In fact, there was another story, and maybe it shares it in this one a little bit later on, where they were talking about how this guy who allegedly believed in freedom was also pitching some sort of technology to the military. I didn't really understand that. He seems like a very confused young man. Anyway, he'd been arrested in drug cases and had talked with Monaco often about drug use and why it was helpful to him. He said that Bedell's drug arrests stretched back several years and were a source of great concern to his parents. Monaco said that he was not a person who should have been issued a medical clearance to use marijuana, but he was. A webpage that included a speech by Bedell and YouTube also cited an Orange County, California drug case for marijuana cultivation with a name and birth date that matched Bedell's, as well as a copy of a prescription for medical use of marijuana issued to John Patrick Bedell for chronic insomnia. Prosecutor and defense attorney listed in that case could not immediately be reached. He confirmed that a YouTube posting is of Patrick Bedell, and that the elaborate monetary theory he extols in the piece is reminiscent of other exhortations he heard the younger man make. It wouldn't surprise me to hear him talk about devising a currency that would link back in a way to marijuana use, said Monaco. Federal authorities are reviewing other web postings and audio files to determine...
As if bags of marijuana aren't used to make deals these days. I mean,
I think he was proposing it as like a national currency, allegedly, is what the suggestion is here.
I see.
Web postings and audio files to determine which may have been produced by the younger Bedell. His mother is blah, 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 blah. Man who identified himself as John Bedell answered a call placed to a home and said he had a 36 son named John Patrick Bedell. 36-year-old son named John Patrick Bedell, who's in the Washington area. He then said, "I'm sorry, I can't talk about this," and hung up. So this story goes on and on, but they are definitely suggesting here that this man was crazy because of pot. That's what I'm reading in this story. Like, this guy went nuts. Mm-hmm. He was a pot smoker.
Mm.
And
I don't, let's say that's true. How common is that? Because I think there's a lot
crazy
more
people smoking pot, you mean?
Right. That's not uncommon. But
there's a lot of people that smoke pot.
There's a lot more people that drink alcohol and shoot places up.
That's
now,
true.
Admittedly, they don't drive across the country to do it, generally. But, I would think that you'd probably, even if you went through the list of people that seems to be growing more and more every day that have decided that they're going to go on a rampage against the government, that probably more of them are alcohol drinkers than they are pot smokers. That'd be a guess.
According to the story, as I skim down here, the shooting occurred at 6:40 near the end of the rush hour. Bedell, looking like one of the thousands of people who swarm around the Pentagon at rush hour, approached the guards without a word. As he reached into his pocket, they assumed he was going to get his pass out. He, referring to the identification card needed to enter the Pentagon, instead he came out with a gun and started shooting. He carried two semi-automatic pistols with him and had many magazines of extra ammunition in his car. Cavill said one of the wounded officers apparently heard Bedell say something, but investigators have not yet interviewed the officer to clarify what was said. He drew a gun and started shooting almost immediately. So again, here we have another person who, at least in some ways, was very frustrated by the existence of the state and the just terrifying things that it does to people, specifically in the name of the war on drugs or the war on marijuana. He decided to take it out with the violent route and ended up losing his life in the process, which tends to be what happens to people that do that. But what has he left behind? What else is going to occur as a result of his actions? We can dig in a little further here and talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city. On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. They include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. You just enjoy. There's no requirement. You don't have to sign up for anything. Just get them at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business or create a will or living trust, even register a trademark or LLC. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. They're fast, easy, and significantly less costly than a lawyer. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save an additional $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
We continue here. The story, of course, in the big story in the news is that another so-called freedom advocate has gone off the deep end and started engaging in violence. A guy, I guess last night in the evening hours, approached the Pentagon and just started blasting away at the guards. He was shot in the head and killed. And, of course, now they're digging into the guy and they're finding out that he smoked cannabis.
Oh, my.
And that he was in favor of legalizing cannabis. And there's some other suggestions that he was so-called anti-government. I want to go to your thoughts on this. Let's talk to Taryn, listening in Georgia. Taryn from the LCL Report at lclreport.com. What's on your mind tonight? Taryn? Georgia? Maybe we don't have Taryn. Taryn going once. Taryn going twice. 1-800-259-9231. We will try him back, perhaps. Maybe he'll try us back. We'll instead go to the Lou Rockwell blog that has an interesting perspective, I think, on the shooting. From Daniel on the blog, telling thing about the Pentagon shooting. A couple of miles down the road, African Americans are getting shot all the time, and they're lucky to get the police to even come around and take a report. But the moment a shooter threatens the state, There's an amazing mobilization of police and paramilitary force, after the fact, of course, shutting down traffic and everything in sight for their investigation. At the Pentagon this morning, which is closed, I could see several semi-trucks with crime scene investigation labs and dozens of police cars, lights blazing, as every millimeter is combed for evidence. When we mere taxpayers are victims of a crime, the bare minimum of assistance is provided, if we're lucky. Also, funny to see the swaggering cops in the metro station sauntering 3x3 in the most threatening of manners. Don't they know through all their toughness and arrogance that, in fact, they failed, that is, failed to prevent a crime? Also, another update from the same guy. Gary Fiddler was in the metro station at the time of the shooting. He said to WTOP radio, quote, "We were told by one of the police officers who had a gun pointed at us that an officer had been shot and that it was a dangerous situation." So, in a situation where the police get shot, they send other cops all over the place and point guns at innocent people.
Yeah. It's a catastrophe. And really, all you have to do is see how they treat and how the public treats and how the government treats its own compared to how it treats us. And you'll see that they don't, it's not the same. This is not a nation ruled by its own citizens. This is a nation with a class above. And they're part of that class.
I think that post over at the Lou Rockwell blog at LouRockwell.com makes it crystal clear. We're going to try Taryn again. I think he's with us now. Taryn in Georgia, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm driving to Missouri's convention here with Jamie. We're both in the car. And we are still arguing about this point, so we thought we'd throw it out to y'all. We were discussing on the podcast about this violence issue that, can words actually promote violence? If you believe in a non-aggression principle, is there a point where, like, if somebody's cussing your wife out, would you be justified to step in? Or somebody's cussing your 5-year-old kid out? I mean, is there a point
no
where...
No way. Sticks and stones, Taryn. Sticks and stones. How do you feel about it?
I'm more on your camp, but Jamie's kind of old school. He thinks that that person's initiating violence that, you know, he wants to fight and get popped in the mouth. And I'm kind of, how would you deal with that?
Well, I think that you can, you can say whatever you want back if that's what you want to do, but I think that probably the best thing to do is react with love. However, I'd like to point out that whether or not it is justified that you could, you know, if you decide to cuss somebody's wife or kid or whatever out, or, you know, go around yelling the N-word at black guys on the streets, that at some point or another, you're going to get your teeth handed to you. It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. It's going
to
happen.
But how do you feel about it, Mark? I mean, do you think it's wrong to do that?
I think it's a reality.
Didn't answer the question.
I don't think it's the right thing to do to punch people that say bad things to you.
Yeah.
However, if you say bad things to people, you're probably going to get punched at some point. And
that may
I'm
be
not
true.
And the tears will not be rolling down my cheeks for you.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying you would not engage in behavior like that, though.
Why would you?
And I think that, you know, Jamie's saying it's a cultural thing. Depending where you live, you know, where he's from, if you go up and start that, you're initiating violence. And to me it's words, but in real life, you know, it would be hard if someone just cussed out your 5-year-old kid. I don't know how you not use force to remove them from that situation.
I guess it would depend on where you are. I mean, if somebody's cussing out your kid and they're on your property, then I think you're justified in removing them from your property. But if you're just on the street, you're just in some other location, and they decide to, you know, go after your child with a dirty mouth, then, you know, you can just explain to your son or daughter that that's somebody who doesn't respect other people, and they're very rude.
Or you can tell that person, hey, back up, buddy. Shut your effing mouth. You could do that if you wanted to do that. I mean, you know, it's another option. The other thing, I guess, you know, like, I say that I wouldn't do anything, but I can tell you I've got an anger management problem, you know. And so if somebody did something like that and it, you know, for whatever reason clicked me the wrong way, I might very well do exactly what Jamie's talking about.
Yeah, I think in real life I kind of understand it. I wouldn't be horribly upset, but I'm trying to move to that nonviolent principle. And,
same here.
And it's one of those things that I just don't know where I fall under that.
Yep.
You know, it's a gray area, and I'm hoping you guys could help.
Well, where's Jamie? Can you put him on the phone? I'd like to have him defend his position.
Yeah, I'm not here. I'm listening to you guys. I'm not wearing pants, by the way.
I wouldn't figure you were. I mean, not in the car with Taryn.
No, we do a special red light routine.
Yeah, we do a little red light routine.
So tell me about this, Jamie. What's the deal with, like, justifying jacking somebody in the mouth for talking trash?
Well, dude, it's kind of like, and Mike and I've had this conversation too, and I brought Taryn in on it. There comes a point of time, it seems to me like when we were growing up, it's like if you came up to me and had some very, very harsh words to say, it is kind of a, where we're from, it's like I'm wanting to fight you, so yeah. You might as well just get ready to fight.
It's a challenge. I mean, it absolutely is a challenge.
I'm sure I'm sure those things happen in a lot of places, not just necessarily up in, the Oklahoma region.
Jamie, I'm probably a little better at dealing with the skinny, crazy guy here than you are. So let me ask you some questions, Ian.
All right.
Now, let's say that I am saying some awful, awful things to Julia. You love Julia. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, you know, just terrible words, like, words I don't want to use on the radio, but bad ones. Some with B's, begin with it, begins with itch and sounds like B.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Like, the words like, you use to,
yeah, gotcha.
to make rows of corn. Things like that. I'm calling her all hose. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a worse way to pronounce that, and it's I don't want to use on the radio.
But, I'm loving it someone through this.
So if I decide to, if I do that, and then,
sticks and stones.
Right. You can decide not to do it and that kind of thing. But, I guess what, I've made the scenario bad here. If it was the other way around, you're cussing at me and then I come to you and I say, hey, well, why don't you do something about it, skinny little boy? You little twerp. And then, I think that, can I, am I initiating force if I just go back and I say things to you until you decide to swing on me, at which point I yank your arm out of your socket and beat you up the side of the head with it?
I don't think speaking in any way is an initiation
force.
There you go.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. You just got to let him swing on you first.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, if I were to swing first, then I would be initiating force. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want.
Tiger light.
This is Free Talk Live.
The legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing, door to door for 12 grueling hours and an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, and Acura battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, March 20th. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Visit the Coca-Cola display at your local Sweet Bay supermarket for an exclusive ticket discount. Sweet Bay, where saving you money is our passion.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, clean cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. Now, if you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country, expand this program so more people can just stumble across the ideas of freedom. That's one of the reasons why it's so great to be on the radio in 65 stations or so. So thank you to everybody who's decided to become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's all of $3 a month. You'll get perks like access to the AmpleNay podcast, the AmpleNay forum, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options for $3 a month, price of a cup of coffee or a hamburger or something like that. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
And while you're poking around on the internet, go to totasac.com, TOTASAK.com, and check out this amazing little handle. It is made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It is incredible how much it can carry. I use it for the grocery bags. It's basically what it was designed for, but it can be used for all kinds of carrying tasks. And not to mention that, it's a handy little self-protection device if you need it for whatever circumstances. The Totasac, TOTASAK.com.
800-259-9231, as we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Scott is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, Ian and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
You're seeing a lot of things that are going on in America that are ominous. Mr. Stack that attacked the IRS building in Austin, Texas. Mr. Bedell who attacked the Pentagon. These men are not necessarily crazy. I sympathize with their views. I look at America today as having a Zionist-occupied government, a very authoritarian, restrictive government, and I wouldn't put it past the government to curtail our freedoms at any moment that it chooses to. And there's so many aspects of this government that's evil. Let's not mince words here. It is indeed an evil government.
Well, all government is based in evil because government doesn't actually protect and serve. It actually serves itself with your wealth at the threat of violence. The government has to, at least the governments we've ever seen in our lifetimes, have been violent and all around the world. They force people to pony up for whatever arbitrary ideas and programs the government people want to use the money for. So even if they're going to help somebody get something, you know, get some food or get some shelter, which there are some government programs that do those things, even if the money goes to those purposes, the fact is they're initiating force against people in order to get the money in the first place, unlike, say, the Salvation Army that stands outside of shopping centers and rings bells. So the government is inherently evil in any formation, in any country. It's not just this government.
I understand that, but in America, where we live, I'm only familiar with this government, and I don't like what I'm seeing. I despise what I'm seeing. It's so many aspects, from the money that it's printing up and to the wars, unjust wars, that it's fighting overseas. And I know you've gotten annoyed when I've said it, but I do need to say it. I'm not saying all of the but when I mean by Zionist occupied government, I mean like the American Israel Public Affairs Committee specifically, and I do hold them responsible.
But they're not the government, right?
In other words, it's an independent, but they wield enormous power in the halls of Congress.
So does AARP.
Is it
a geriatric occupied government?
Yeah, it is. I know what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that also not only AIPAC, but the Federal Reserve to print up this money. Paul Warburg, who your listeners may not be familiar with, was the founder of the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve prints up trillions of dollars.
Weren't there a whole group of people?
Yeah, I thought that a whole bunch of different guys, including Chase and J.P. Morgan and all those fellows that did that on Jekyll Island in 1912 or whatever.
But Scott
just glosses over all of that, but yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm not glossing over anything. I'm saying that to get educated, if you want to know why we have a super government, and it is a super government, your listeners do need to read the Protocol of the Elders of Zion.
I know you're going to say that.
It's garbage. No. There's a lot of truth to it. And what's going on in America...
I'm sure there's truth in Hitler's Mein Kampf. It doesn't mean I want to spend my time reading that garbage.
Well, yeah, I'm saying that in America...
There's probably truth in the Black Book of Communism. I don't want to read that either.
And, you know, not only our
government... Red Book, whatever.
Well, the civil rights movement that we have, white Christian people, including myself, have...
I thought you weren't a Christian, Scott.
Yeah, how can you be a Christian?
Are horribly...
Aren't Christians supposed to love other people?
I'm not part of that sect. I'm part of the sect that's a self-preserving of the white race.
You're part of the sect that hates
the white
Christianity
race.
That's right. The Jewish religion.
Just paint me as a bigot racist.
Jesus was a brown man.
Yeah,
I'm
Jesus
a lot
was a
more than that.
Sephardic Jew, wasn't he?
Say that again.
Wasn't Jesus a Sephardic Jew?
Jesus was an Aryan.
How did an Aryan get born to a bunch of Jewish people in Nazareth? From Nazareth,
it's very complicated. It's known as British Israelitism.
Yeah.
You would have to read it. It'd have to be complicated.
God wanted that baby to be white, Mark.
Henry Ford's book, The International Jew. But what I'm saying is that sounds like a real page turner.
Why does one have to go through all these contortions in order to get there? Why can't you just say, yeah, I'm not a Christian because Jesus was a Jew? I mean, why go for this whole Christianity thing if you've got to just tell yourself a bunch of lies about it?
No, I have to tell people in this country, meaning white Christian people, that's what essentially they are, that their birthright has been, they've been disenfranchised.
What does it mean to be a Christian to you?
To be a Christian to me means white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism, Methodist, a Methodist.
That doesn't answer the question.
Yeah.
You're just dropping words in.
No.
What does it mean to be a Christian? What are the fundamental precepts, the fundamental concepts?
Yes, you're not born. It's not an ethnicity.
It's love thy neighbor as thyself. Turn the other cheek.
That's what I was taught in Christian school.
That's right. That's what I understood.
Love your neighbor.
You don't believe that stuff,
though.
What does Scott's version of so-called Christianity mean? What does it mean to you?
Christianity to me means it's got a lot of flaws. It makes me feel weak.
You still haven't answered the question. What are the precepts of your version of Christianity? You called yourself a Christian. You can take it back if you want and just call yourself a hate monger or something like that.
You know, you're right. I should be a man about it. I am a hate monger. I am a racist.
So so now, if you call yourself a Christian, does that mean that you do something religious? Do you go to a church? Do you go to some sort of religious gathering on a regular basis?
To answer your question, you mean me personally or Christian?
You. We're talking about you, Scott.
I go to a Protestant church.
You do?
Not a lot of times, but
do they know about you? Do they know who you really are?
I don't go parading. I speak to some people with my thought, but if you look at history in America, if you look at past history, the Klan, for example, recruited many of its people from the various Protestant
denominations. Oh, I don't doubt that there have been plenty of people that hate other people that call themselves Christian and are today plenty of so-called Christians that engage in hating other people or afraid of other people, and that they use that fear to justify violence against them, like all the so-called Christians that are supporting the war in Iraq, for instance, or the war in Afghanistan and bombing people. So what I'm hearing from you, Scott, and it seems pretty crystal clear as somebody who was a former Christian, it seems to me that you don't have any real agreement with the fundamental precepts of Christianity.
I find a lot of flaws in it.
So you can't possibly call yourself a Christian.
I call myself a Christian.
Because you're not following Jesus.
In the sense that I have Christian blood. As differentiated.
Christianity isn't an ethnicity, Scott. Christianity is a religion.
I look at it more as a race.
But you can have a white race, but white people can be of different religions, right?
Say that again?
White people can be of different religions, right?
Protestant religions, even within the Catholic, Jews are not white.
So wait a minute.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that there aren't white Buddhists?
They're the yellow race.
No. I understand.
How old are you?
There's certainly that Buddhism is from that area of the world, but I've met plenty of white people, real live wasps. Real live wasps. that were in fact Buddhists, because that's what they believe. You see, it's the difference between a religion and an ethnicity.
It doesn't even seem like Scott has a belief system. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Hate, except for hate, just hating people that look different. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Maybe someday he'll change. I don't know what it'll take, though. Free Talk Live, hour number two, is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.